In the news update for June the 24th, 2022, on this Friday morning edition, part two, and this is episode 867, as we continue hammering the truth out to you through uncensored channels and alternative media, giving you an independent view of what the truth is, other than what the secular prostitute bought out government propagandized media is, not telling you the truth about much of anything these days. But we're also on Sirius XM, we're on FM radio, and across all podcasting catching platforms like, for instance, Spotify, for example, or Stitcher, or Pocket FM, or Anchor.fm, or Google Cast, you know, just to name more than a few. But, you know, if you'd like to help us out to reach our goal, you can simply look up my address on Facebook, and you can find it right there. You can send your money that way through the mail, snail mail. It's right there on New Hunter Church of Christ or on my web or on my Facebook page. You've seen the post. You've seen us asking for days and days. Another way you can do it, if you can't yet find my address, you can go to what's called Cash App, which is sponsored by Square. And you can go through there and put my ID, my Cash App ID in there, and put your amount in there. And my Cash ID is Michael, it's cash sign, like dollar sign, Michael DeSilvas. But you have to put it in this way. It's cash sign, capital M, small I-K-E-L, capital D, small E, capital S, like silver, small I-L-V-I-S. And that V is a Victor. Okay, so you can put your stuff in there, put the amount in there, and just go through, you know, Google Pay, or you can do it through, if you have it linked to your Apple Store, you can do it that way too. And also, you can do it through the Cash App too, just by simply hitting search and finding my, and putting my web ID in there, and it'll tell you what to do from there within the app interface itself. Okay, all right, so let's get to the second hour of this. And we'll go and start hour three of the Alex Jones Show.
Evil thing they're up to, and how do we stop them? John in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
First time caller. Just been listening to you for about a year, and man, you've been very impactful on my life, and I know so many others. And just want to say we're glad to have you back in the studio, and we really missed you last week. Hope you got some good rest. I guess to start off, how do we stop the globalists? I believe it's imperative, kind of dovetailing off the last caller. We've got to lose our fear of man. We've got to be able to speak out in the public square and alerting everyone to the crimes against humanity that you have awakened so many of us to. And also, what's their plan to be, in the future, their coming global attack. We've got to speak out. And one easy way that I did that, I bought the Alex Jones is Right t-shirt. I went to the Trump rally in Memphis this past weekend. And let me tell you, I felt like a rock star walking around with that t-shirt on. I was getting high fives, fist bumps. You know, I got to get me one of those shirts. We went to our seats, my wife and I, we had great seats, right to stage left. Real quickly, Don Jr. comes out, he sees the shirt, it's like I was highlighted. He's just locked in on me during half of his talk, he was talking right to me. He mentioned a globalist. I know it was a direct result of that shirt. You know, Trump comes out, same thing, sees the shirt. It's just a small way that I believe we can speak out for this whole message, because everyone understands the Alex Jones message is the message of the globalists and the elite and what they're doing. And it was almost like the tale of two stories, because after the rally was over with, my wife and I, we go to a kind of a bougie area of Memphis and go have a Thai meal. So we get out of our car, walking across the parking lot, going to enjoy a good dinner at a Thai restaurant. And this elderly gentleman walks out with his wife, getting into his nice little sports car, and he looks up at me. He sees the shirt, And he yells out across the parking lot. It's like the devil came out of the man. He says, Alex Jones was not right. And I just lifted the shirt off my chest and I said, sir, Alex Jones was right. He sits down in his car, sticks his finger out, flips me off, yells some obscenities out the window. And instead of reciprocating in kind, I calmly walked to his window. I asked him to roll the window down. I said, sir, I just want you to realize my wife and I were just trying to walk across the parking lot and go have a nice meal. And you are behaving, you know, completely erratic, out of control. Like, what's going on with you? He starts to apologize. I didn't have anything to do with him. I walk away. My wife walks up and begins this conversation with him about the globalists and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all these things, you know. So we go in, we sit down. The waitress that waits on us, she's like, oh, my God, Alex Jones. I love that. She was like, we had this long conversation over the meal about Alex Jones and everything that's going on with the globalists. She says, my car's covered in bumper stickers. We go outside after dinner, drive around the back of the car, back of the restaurant. Sure enough, you know, Alex Jones stickers all over. One of the people in the restaurant come out of the back, and my wife yells out, Alex Jones is right. And the guy calmly is like, heck yeah, he was. I mean, we just had the best night. But wearing that shirt is just this one small way to get in the public square and proclaim the message. We have got to alert everyone around us what is going on.
Well, John, let me say this. I'm so glad you called, because when I tell the story, I get mobbed. When I was on a business vacation trip, mobbed at airports, mobbed at grocery stores, mobbed at hotels, mobbed at restaurants. Mob, black, white, old, young, didn't matter. Liberty's popular, but the average person doesn't know how many people are awake. But wearing one of these Alex Jones is right shirts, by the way, were sold out. They're now back in stock, the regular one and the designer one, really lets you break through and see how many people are actually awake. It's an amazing adventure. But I want to thank you, sir, for calling, and just God bless you, and I appreciate your call. And yes, we are battling to stay on air. And I'm so thankful to the people that buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. But I've been so busy that for 3 weeks, we had the regular, it's actually a very nice, expensive shirt for us to make, Alex Jones' right shirt, but I wanted a designer shirt. Well, the designer shirt is now in at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it causes a big uproar when you wear it. Believe me, I don't lie to you. Sometimes I'm a little wrong about things, but I never purposely just steer you wrong. You want to see what it's like to be Alex Jones? Wear one of these shirts. Now listen, you might get hit in the head with a ball-peen hammer or stab too. Now, you'll shake 200 hands before somebody takes a swing at you. But I want to tell you, you wear one of these shirts, watch your ass, because you're going to be Alex Jones at that point. Wear the shirt, you'll experience the adventure for yourself. And you'll go, my God, I didn't know this many people are awake. Did you hear him? He goes to a Trump rally, he's mobbed. He goes to a restaurant, has 3-4 contacts that are positive, one contact that was in his face. That is exactly what it's like. I want you to experience it. And then it puts money into our operation to stay on air, to keep putting the message out. But yes, they are enraged at how successful and informative InfoWars is. And all the glory goes to God and the listeners and the crew. I'm just a focal point of this. And I get all the attacks too. Look out what you ask for. But listen, it's all in God's hands at this point. This is a limited edition, by the way. This last run, these shirts will not be made again. There'll be a new Alex Jones is Right shirt. But people kept asking for it. You got it. It's extremely popular. If you want to get it, there's the designer shirt. Costs us like $18 a shirt. The other shirt really is designer as well. It costs us $11, $12 a shirt. But they're both available. They're great for men and women. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm done plugging. I'm done plugging, because if I go to break or if I go to calls now, I'm going to cut you off short. I'm going to come back. Do this. Sagami's great. He'll understand. Let's push Sagami back to 15 after next hour. I'll do 45 minutes with him. He's a smart guy. I want to talk to him about the waterfront. Boy, is he a guy that predicted everything. And that way we'll have plenty of time to get to all these callers. Up next, who's the longest holding? That'll be John, Joe, Digital Dave, everybody. But these callers are all great, but no matter how good your call is, I got to cut you off at 2 minutes or we'll never get to everybody. So that's coming up next segment. You know, I wish we could fund this operation with Alex Jones' Right Shirts. I think we've sold like 15,000 of them.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Here's an interesting fact, though. If you believe that vaccines are the best thing in the world and the necessary solution to the problem of the pandemic, and I know there are people that believe that as well, a significant number of people believe that, then shouldn't they have been made readily available in poorer countries, or does it only matter that richer countries have access to that medicine? There's a problem there, particularly when these ideas are couched in neoliberalist politics that are all about fairness and sharing and kindness. And whenever there's any cynicism and doubt, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nutter, you're against progress, follow the science. We've just heard the problem with following the science is that the science follows the money. That's the issue. Science is a subset of commerce. Truly objective science, as is being suggested here, independent networks focused on scientific endeavor. Of course we want that. You'd have to be an idiot to sort of deny the effectiveness of bloody geniuses in laboratories looking at cells and examining the behavior of viruses and medicines, although I would suggest there is some evidence that implies that that should be conducted with extreme caution, especially if you're near a wet market. There's all sorts of stuff comes out of those things. But science within extreme commercial and financial imperatives, we just accept as normal because none of us appreciate the water that we swim in. This is our reality. So we just say, oh, it's just normal. Yeah, big business, shareholders. We don't do the research if it's not cost effective. We've grown up on that, but it's a problem when you present it as medically effective, socially responsible, personally necessary. There are many, many questions that are left unanswered, and not questions that are going to be asked by Klaus Schwab at the bloody Davos WF puff piece factory that's primary intention, it seems to me, is to create a globalist technocracy, limit your individual power, your community, collective, and even national power.
Adventure of the evening and how insane it was. And when I tell you that putting one of these shirts on is an adventure, I'm not just saying that. It will let you know how awake humanity is in your area. You can wear one in Portland and you'll get more support than you get negative. You can wear one in red areas and people will be carrying you around on their shoulders. And it just shows how awake people are and how weak the globalists are and how we can win together if we just stand up and don't have fear of man, as an earlier caller said, and tell the truth, let the chips fall where they may. Okay, let's go to the calls in the order they are received. Let's talk to Joe in Nebraska. Joe, thanks for calling.
Oh.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
All right, good afternoon, and you're doing God's work, so thank you. I'll keep this short. I'll make my point and let you answer. I've got three things. In my mind, it's hard to answer your question because they're all important, but justice, we need to get rid of the DAs, the FBI, that's not doing its job. I think if these people had a fear of prosecution, they wouldn't keep doing the things like, you know, spraying chemicals on us and releasing things. And thing number two might be the media. We need to do like we did with the big oil and the phone companies years ago. We need to break up the big media. We need to bring back the truth in advertising rules. And number three, I think we need to deal with the education. I think we need to, you know, get God back in schools, common sense, teach the truth, not just propaganda. Whether one or all of these three are on the top of the list, I don't know. But in my mind, I think if we don't get the rules and laws we have enforced, then they're going to get worse and keep doing what they're doing.
That's why I love taking calls, because I laid out open borders, collapsing currency, pedophilia, poison shots, devaluation of currency, starting wars. But at the end of the day, we have a Praetorian Guard that protects the corrupt deep state, that is the Justice Department, that persecutes the innocent and defends and protects the corrupt. And so that really is the big issue, that we have a captured government with a deep state, and that's why they're able to do everything else they do, because they've captured the American empire. So what you said out of all the issues is really the answer. I didn't think of that, and you're absolutely right. And the other two points you made, restate those again. Education, they're brainwashing our children, and then what was the other one?
The education might take, you know, 7 years, like what Stalin said, but the media, if we don't break break up the monopolies of what, four people?
No, you're right. We need trust busting. We need to end monopolies, take control of education, and we need to take control of the federal government and the deep state apparatchiks. Beautifully said. God bless you, Joe. Powerful call.
Yeah, that's good.
And again, I think I'm pretty smart. And I say, here's what I think the big issues are. What do you think? And he calls in, and I totally agree with him. Because all those other things are a symptom of a captured government. Bingo. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Digital Dave in Wisconsin. Digital Dave, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you and yours, my brother. My beloved wife and family and I are all praying for you and all of your family members and all InfoWars talented and anointed staff and all of the InfoWarriors out there. I'll get right to my point, but let's say a quick prayer here. Father God, we are grateful and thankful. And your hope, you tell us to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let our request be known to you, God. And then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Because you have not given us a spirit of fear, Lord, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Alex, thank you for allowing us to be part of the InfoWars broadcast in a simpatico relationship by making product resources available to us. I mean, that's really great. I mean, we got the coins, videos, products, even the masks, you know, and everything is super high quality. Thank you.
And let me tell you, Soros and the Democrats have thrown hundreds of millions against you and I, and you have stood with us like a storm wall around a city. I mean, all I can say is thank you for staying in the fight, because it's been, and now the fight is so important because we know we were right and we know the world's waking up and now we're reaching that critical 12th round.
Absolutely. We have a much longer history than what you know, back to your beginnings and what the left did to us. I mean, they removed all of our websites and everything from all stuff. We've got over 105, and I'd like to put your ads on our sites. So I have to talk to you about that later. Here, why my priority one to defeat the demonic New World Order, Luciferian despots, is the vaccine. Because everything is tied to the vaccine. Reasons.
And it is simple, effective,
and more affordable.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. This is a tale about an unprejudiced heart and how it changed our valley forever.
That's my good purpose. How much do I owe you?
It's a runt, Harry. Just a worthless little runt.
The pig and the farmer regarded each other, and for a fleeting moment, something passed between them.
Bill Gates wants you dead. He's on record. We've been militarily targeted by the globalists for a long, 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 long time. Into bestiality, but I do like Mr. Ed, and she looks like Mr. Ed.
Dewormer, I literally got it from a doctor.
Hey, hey, hi guys, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Fauci.
Something is going on.
You've got to eat bugs or worms.
You know why?
Because Bill told you to.
A wonderful source of cheap protein.
I'm in a bad mood, man. Bill Gates, that piece of garbage, and all the stuff he's done to innocent people makes me want to throw up.
Hello, I'm Bill Gates.
When I was growing up, my parents were always involved in Planned Parenthood. One issue that really grabbed me as urgent were issues related to population.
I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny.
And we're taking things that are genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in the little kid's arm. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Ah, a bunch of criminals coming down on us.
Bill's such a fan of farmland, he's now the biggest owner of farmland in America.
The Great Reset is the brainchild of a guy called Klaus Schwab. He's a totalitarian cat.
It is I, Klaus, leading the Great Reset. Our plan
to make you eat the bugs and happily own the nothing.
June 23rd, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and man, we have a broadcast lined up for you today. I'm going to tell you all about it. We come back in the next segment and join a lot of the hundreds of radio stations that carry this broadcast, but I just want to thank all of you watching on Infowars.com/show and, of course, band.video. I want to encourage you, remember, this is a participation sport. This is not a spectator sport. All of the enemy's plans rest on keeping the public in the dark. So when you spread the word and share the live links on your email, your text message, word of mouth, it overrides their tyranny and does an incredible job. And we are so close to defeating them. So they are unveiling their whole plan. They've got human-animal cloning, big news. Big war in Russia, Ukraine, energy news. Massive Great Reset news. Incredibly important Second Amendment news. There is just so much to cover today. It is truly massive. Roe v. Wade, Supreme Court ruling imminent. Supreme Court just overturned gun control in New York. Massively positive ruling. The best we've seen in modern times from the Supreme Court. So that's a cause for celebration. There is just so much to cover here today. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The UN says they need billions of dollars to feed starving people because of the supply chain breakdowns caused by the lockdowns and inflation. It's all coming up today on this Thursday live broadcast. Your call, special guest, and a lot more. Remember, you're not supposed to be watching this show. The enemy hates it for a reason, because we've got the answers, ladies and gentlemen, to defeat the new world order. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's... mistake, we're in a battle for the future. The future of humanity itself. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear in the danger zone. And there's not any place I'd rather be than right here talking to millions of you amazing people of every race, color, and creed. It is beautiful. And we welcome you all and we salute you again for your spirit and your determination for freedom and liberty. Together with God's spirit, we are indomitable. We are invincible. We are dauntless. We are victory. All right, my friends. It is incredible what's happening. We are witnessing the concerted attack of the globalists to collapse the world economy, smash nation states, dissolve borders, annihilate the cities, implode the currency, launch massive crime. I mean, this is it. And all of it hinges on the public not being aware of who's behind it and what their end game is. But it's a paradox. Simultaneously, they're in the news saying, ban beef. If we can't ban cars, ban gas stations. That's happening in California. It's all in the stacks. Simultaneously, they say pedophilia is good, but though there are no pedophiles. World government's here, but nobody wants world government. Because as they run their cult and build their organizations and their operations and collapse society and take it over, enriching themselves and impoverishing us so they can control us, they simultaneously gaslight us and say, nobody's imploding the border. There's no caravans coming. There's no inflation. There's no, well, Coke drag queen story time's a good thing. Oh, so they're convicted pedophiles. And it goes on and on and on. When the left occupies capitals and breaks things, it's stunning and brave. But when a few thousand people out of a million do it, the D.C. Capitol, it's insurrection. We are not on the edge of the precipice anymore of sliding into the New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, we are free fall. And I'll quote that famous Beatles song, Helter Skelter. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. Think about that. The system wants to implode things to control us. That's what tyrants always do. That's their instinct. But it always ends up bringing them down. So here's what we're going to be covering today. We're going to be opening the phones up as well. But we have the designed Great Reset Global Collapse stack that is massive and that is unbelievably critical, with the Fed chairman admitting that inflation was not caused by the Russia invasion and it was caused by monetary policy and spending. And we have the UN saying the global food crisis is going to kill millions and millions of people, which they themselves engineered. And we have the announcements again of banning beef, shutting off the gas, Biden admitting it's part of a transition, that his mother said you got to go through pain first before you have something better, but they're not giving us anything to transition to. We got that stack. Then we've got this incredible stack that really is our top story. The UN is preparing a new global pandemic announcement. Biden said on Monday that a new pandemic is coming and that it's imminent. And Jiminy Crickets, here it is. WHO AP reports considers declaring monkeypox a global health emergency with the mask, the lockdowns, and everything, the accoutrement, the festoonage that comes with it. Oh, and they've got the first polio outbreak. Oh, of course, in the UK, so that they want an emergency for that, right as they announce toddlers ages 6 months and up to be given the deadly mRNA gene takeover nanotech poison. But folks are fighting back against it. We've got so much on that front. A major, major British Medical Journal study out that is so bombshell that the word bombshell is overused. But I mean, this is bombshell. This is hydrogen bomb big. Collating all the data our guests have already. We've had top statisticians on, top scientists, top doctors, insurance company executives, Wall Street executives, all telling you the same damn thing. But now it's the British Medical Journal saying the shots kill way more people and maim way more people than they protect. Even with the Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and J&J fake data, and it's come out in court, those were fake studies. So with fake data, with their data claiming it's good and 30% efficacy and all this other crap, they admit it is dozens of times more dangerous to take the shot than for any benefit you might get. And when you take out the fake data, it's really bad. So that alone is unbelievable. And that's only, I've got 30-something articles right here just on the COVID tyranny takeover that's about to go into high gear again. That's two of the stacks. We got the global reset. We got the COVID next phase of the tyranny. And then we've got genetically edited humans, cows, you name it. FDA approves first CRISPR-edited mammals. And that ties into a bunch of other AI news and the transhumanist revolution we're going to be hitting. And then we move on over here. Germany elevates risk to highest level of national gas emergency plan in the war with Russia. We've got the big abortion ruling that's set to come out and the left running around terrorizing everybody. We have a huge Second Amendment ruling by the Supreme Court that's unprecedented, that's pro-Second Amendment. And I also want to spend some time on this because I didn't come out and say Uvalde might be a false flag or an inside job because I hadn't seen the evidence of it, and I wanted to believe in Texas law enforcement. And this is one of the times where Alex Jones is not always right. Alex Jones was right. He's not always right. I apologized a few weeks ago before I left town on a vacation, a workcation, and I said I was wrong. Well, now we have some of the surveillance footage. Now we have the statements. Now we have a 77-minute stand down. And now we know we were lied to. And even the head of the DPS says it is egregious, the cover-up that's ongoing. So you can say whatever you want about Uvalde, because they're covering it up, and we don't know, and none of it makes sense. And you look at the time we are in this country, and the left, and I predicted false flags. So I will say that Uvalde is an open case, and just like I said, Jussie Smollett didn't add up, it doesn't add up. Now, what are they covering up? We're not sure. But if you believe police stood down for 77 minutes, I got an Easter bunny I'm ready to sell you. I mean, this is sick. And you've got McConaughey, who's their new deep state darling, Bill Clinton 2.0, and how they're maneuvering and all, and where they chose it at the end of school, and they're going to demolish the school and all of it. I will be going to Uvalde to investigate. They don't want us investigating. They don't want us looking into it. I'm going to Uvalde very, very soon. And I'm going to talk to locals, and I'm just going to put it all out, just what they say. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to announce when I'm coming, and we'll have a rally point for the truth, and people can just come and talk, and that they'll be able to be heard. I'm not going to give my commentary, really. I'm just going to hear from them, because we've been hearing from the locals. And let me tell you, it ain't good, folks. Looks like Operation Northwoods to me. You can't stop them! We'll be right back. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Refueling. No one can deny that InfoWars is the symbol of resistance. Human resistance against transhumanism, human resistance against the Great Reset, human resistance against the New World Order. And nowhere can you bet with your energy, your time, your psychic energy through prayer on a better place than this. I bet on you. I believe in you. I believe in myself. I know God's real. And I need you to just realize what we've done is the heart, is the fulcrum, is the center of the resistance. And I want you to let that sink in. And I want to remind you that it takes money to prosecute a war. And we're in a war. And I've taken on the biggest and most powerful corrupt organizations and individuals and groups that serve Satan, because I serve the real God. But God works through you, and we can't do this without you. So I want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Alex Jones Was Right shirt and start your adventure with that out in public. It'll be amazing. You'll get mainly love. You'll get some hate, but it also supports the broadcast. I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get books and films like 2,000 Mules, so it's in your library. And I want to encourage you to go there, because the sale's got to end today, for the ultimate immune system booster. And I'm really trying to summon my greatest oratory capacity to properly address you, not just with the facts, but with what we face. And I'm telling you, I'm a big boy. And every fleshly instinct I've got is to shut this down and disappear now. But I know that's the flesh, that's an animal that's fearful, not the spirit that God gave me that is the spirit of overcoming and a spirit of power. My spirit says, stay on air, fight to the end, never back off, never give in. And so my message to you is not just one of temporal analysis and numbers, which are horrible, devastating, frightening, horrifying, demoralizing. But the left is going to get burned way worse than we are because we're at least partially prepared. You know what's coming. And knowing what's coming and understanding what's coming is half the battle. I'm getting chills right now, literally. So I tried to stop this. You tried to stop this. We worked so hard to try to stop this. This ain't getting stopped. It's like being in a parking lot and some crazy schizophrenic comes up. I've had it happen a couple times. And they pull a knife out. And they won't leave you alone. And you're like, damn it, I got to open a can of whoop-ass and hurt this son of a bitch real bad. And you do what you got to do. And you're just at that point when you really kick somebody's ass, it's not thinking about kicking their ass. It's about you going to do it. Well, we're not going to beat anybody's ass here. But I'm saying politically, we didn't ask for this. We didn't do this. We're in this. And we're just going to have to decide to do it, and to culturally and spiritually and economically break with these people and just get ready. Because baby, 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 let me tell you, you better get your butts ready with God right now, because there's no way this gets reversed now. There's no way, sweetheart, we turn this around. We can mitigate how bad it's going to get, but we're in it now. Stay with us.
Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's cut to the chase here. Let's do it this way. Let's just look at these headlines first, and I'll play these clips. Barron's reports global food crisis will kill millions by disease. Health executive warns. The very people that orchestrated it. Biden economic advisor asserts that more government spending will solve inflation, which a five-year-old that knows economy or economics would understand is the opposite. It's like saying throwing more dry wood on a fire that's already going will make the fire go out. Or filling your gas tank up will make the car run out of gas. Or shooting yourself in the head will be good for you. And we have the Fed chairman throwing Biden on the bus, admitting that it wasn't Putin that caused the inflation. What is that really all about? That's rats leaving the sinking ship. We'll get to that in a moment. And then these type of headlines. Treating beef like coal. This is the Rothschild-owned publication, The Economist. Treating beef like coal would make a big dent in greenhouse gas emissions. Yes. Can't have those cows farting. A pound of grasshoppers is three times as nutritious as a pound of beef. That's what the left's putting out. Told you that was coming. And it goes on from there. Biden vows to end fossil fuels again and take cars off the road. Got that clip? That's just some of the economic news we're going to be getting to. But bottom line is this. This is organized economic warfare against me, against you, against our families. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what your sexual preference is. Doesn't matter where you live. It's a new world order. It's a big club, as Carlin said, and we ain't in it. And again, that's why I go back to Biden. When you have the Federal Reserve blaming Biden and Biden blaming the Federal Reserve, that's because the public thinks the Federal Reserve is in power or that Biden's in power when they're all just puppets of the same big central private banks. And so they're now blaming each other, which is part of the plan, instead of blaming those on top of them that ran these policies and brought in the Great Reset. Yeah, they're functionaries. Yeah, they're high-level gophers. But they're only executives for the owners. The owners of the system that are eugenicists that want to depopulate you and your family. So here is Biden being reversed by the head of the Federal Reserve, Powell, saying no inflation. Saying no inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out, which is a true statement. Here it is.
Given how inflation has escalated over the past 18 months, would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
We also have, the clips. Would you like me to bore you with them? I just showed you the headlines. Where the Biden administration is saying inflation's coming down. First, they told you a year and a half ago there wasn't inflation. Then they said there was small inflation, then it was good. And now they say there's high inflation, but it's the American people's fault and fossil fuels' fault, which they've cut off, causing much of the inflation. That's what exacerbated this. Not just overprinting of money, but cutting energy off, which then drove up the price of the very fundamental driver of the economy. So here's the Fed chairman saying, what we're looking for is a compelling evidence that inflation is coming down, and we don't have that. Translated, it ain't coming down, baby. It's going up.
Sorry, the rest of your question.
Well, are there positive signs of prices stabilizing?
So in terms of prices stabilizing, what we're looking for is, compelling evidence that inflation's coming down. And we don't have that. So nothing I could point to says that we have that.
So now let's go to a clip with emergency services all over the U.S., fire departments, police departments don't have money to respond to many calls because they don't have it in their budget for gasoline. That equals Road Warrior. That equals collapse of society. Mad Max beyond Thunderdome. Here it is.
What happens when important emergency services that are already spread thin from a couple years of the pandemic can't even afford to fill up their tanks? Becoming a bigger problem in some parts of the country, forcing some fire departments and EMS services to limit the kinds of calls they can respond to.
The high cost of fuel isn't just making your commute more expensive. It's also forcing emergency responders in smaller communities to cut costs. For some, it means not responding to non-emergency calls. For others, cutting back on patrols, building inspections, and training courses for staff. Today, the average cost of a gallon of regular gas in the U.S. at a whopping $5. That price tag expected to climb further in the summer months. The surge impacting larger emergency response departments too, but not in the same way. I spoke with departments across the country who told me they're already having to or will have to make big sacrifices to offset the cost of gas.
We've never seen costs like this since I've been sheriff.
We're at 100% usage of our allotted fuel budget for this budget year already. I'm worried about the state of emergency response agencies throughout the nation.
One of the things we're doing today is we call it No Dry Friday. So the crews aren't really allowed to leave the station unless it's an emergency. We're also trying to reduce the number of vehicles that we send on an emergency response.
Decrease spending purchasing new equipment, or possibly some of our maintenance items for the year. Those pre-disaster or pre-emergency activities that are labeled as non-emergency.
We're predicting a minimum of an $800,000 to $1 million countywide fleet vehicle increase in the fuel costs. And that cost is going to be astronomical.
So this has all been laid out by the World Economic Forum and the globalists, where they said we're going to cut the energy off and have climate lockdowns because there won't be energy. They're coming after everything. And then MSNBC comes out and says, calm down and back off and stop complaining about high gas prices. So they're just rubbing it in and saying, and then Biden says, I have the clip. Biden said yesterday, well, his mom talked about having to go through pain before things got better. This is a transition. It's on purpose. There's all these headlines about Biden pledges to lower gas prices without increasing output. He shuts off the output. Russia massively increases output. Venezuela does. China is going to build all the solar panels and electric car batteries. It's all designed as economic war. It's the globalists doing it. They have deals with Russia. They have deals with China. This is a giant screw job. And while you hear about Russia is the enemy of the New World Order, it's in bed with all of it, folks. Unbelievable. So here it is. Calm down and back off. Here it is.
Where we are right now?
You know, I'm just going to say this, and if I get banged for it, I don't care. There's a great deal of Americans where it is uncomfortable that they're spending more, but they are not going to go under. You know, you got to stop complaining when there's so many people who literally the inflation rate means they may only have two meals instead of three. There are Americans who did extremely well in the last 2 years in the market. You still have your job. And yeah, it's costing you more for gas, but guess what? You're still going to take that holiday, that 4th of July vacation. You can still eat out. So I'm going to need you to calm down and back off, because it feeds into this fear, and then this fear feeds into people making decisions that creates the very thing that they're fearful of.
So they implement the policies of killing hundreds of thousands of drilling permits. They kill drilling in Alaska. They kill new oil coming in with the Keystone Pipeline out of Canada. They kill Gulf of Mexico drilling. They put regulations on the coal plants and shut the rest of them down. And then we have rolling blackouts and all this, and they go, hey, stop complaining, back off. This is a transition, get used to it. You're being broken, you're being made poor, you have economic warfare being waged against you and your family. All right, that's a lot of the economic news. I only covered a fraction of it. I gotta hit the big Second Amendment ruling in that fight and what's happening with Roe v. Wade about to be reportedly overturned. And then we'll hit the huge news on the new rollout of new lockdowns the UN has announced. It's here. So we'll tell you about that next hour. So
everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows that
your calls are coming up in the second and third hour.
Everybody knows
massive amounts of news to cover.
The poor,
we're going to get into the COVID tyranny,
the rich get,
and so much more as well.
How it goes.
But first, we're going to hit the Supreme Court ruling on the Second Amendment.
Everybody,
and we're going to get into the Roe v. Wade imminent ruling and what that means.
Shows that the boat is leaking.
Never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
God,
feeling. I'm like the father or the dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolate and a long stem rose.
Because everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful.
Except a time or two.
Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet.
Without your clothes. Everybody knows.
That's how it goes.
Because everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows pedophiles around the country.
Everybody
knows they're criminals. Everybody knows more and more the corrupt courts have taken over our lives. But there are rays of hope. Because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution that don't give us our rights, but to fundamentally point it out. And that's the news I've got right here in front of me. The Supreme Court has come out today and ruled ahead of the other big rulings like Roe v. Wade that they say is imminent. This is NBC News. And said, no, the Second Amendment says you have a right to keep and bear arms. And so you don't have to, in New York, go get the police chief or the sheriff to agree because you've given them contributions or whatever the case is, that you have a right to own a gun. Because you run a liquor store, or you run a gas station, or a convenience store, or you work late at night as a record driver. Why do you got to wait 2, 3, 4 years, maybe, when you're out there at 3 a.m. hauling cars away on the highway, or in dangerous areas, that you can have a damn gun? While the politicians have their own bodyguards, while the police are armed. Supreme Court says Second Amendment guarantees right to carry guns in public. The Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution provides a right to carry a gun outside the home, issuing a major decision on the meaning of the Second Amendment. The 6-3 ruling was the court's second important decision on the right to keep and bear arms. In a landmark 2008 decision, the court said that the first time that the amendment safeguards a person's right to possess firearms, although the decision was limiting to keeping guns at home for self-defense. That was the D.C. case. The court has now taken the ruling to the next step after years of ducking the issue and applied the Second Amendment beyond the limits of homeowners' property. The case involves New York law that requires showing a special need to get a permit to carry a concealed handgun in public, which is up to the bureaucrats to decide if you have that need. The state bans carrying handguns openly, but it also restricts those who apply for the concealed carry. Everybody knows you're trying to disarm the general public while you got bodyguards, and everybody's sick of it. And so you send people to four of the Supreme Court justices' houses saying you're going to kill them. And 2 weeks later, they come out and say, we got a right to have guns. Because even though they got federal marshals out there protecting them, you don't think Clarence Thomas, you don't think the others that got harassed at their houses don't have a gun?
Just think about
Clarence
that.
Thomas, I guarantee you, right next to his bed in a drawer, I bet my right arm, has got a .357 Magnum or a Glock 9mm or a shotgun. I'll bet you my balls that every damn one of them, including the leftists, have got a gun by their bed. Happy birthday, by the way, Clarence Thomas, great guy. So that's where we are. Why does one group get guns and we don't get guns? Because some crazy person goes into a school and the police stand down for 77 minutes and lie about it. Shame on the police in Uvalde. I don't get my guns taken. We got trained security that's got all the background for armed carry, amazing veterans, you name it here. But I got a gun right here just in case they fail. And I got a gun in my office. Just like I got a pen that's mightier than the sword, by the way, where I can write notes, and I got articles, I can a word processor. I'm in the info war. I'm not trying to use guns for offense. But you better bet your bottom dollar that I got guns. And I'm not a soft target, and I'm not rolling over to you bullies and you leftists and you communist criminals. Oh, you're all for gun control for us, but not for you. So we got all that news, and I've got more I'm going to say on Uvalde next hour. And it's imminent with a Supreme Court ruling. Here's a little compilation of some of the left flipping out and what they're saying about shutting down the country if they're not allowed to kill babies in the third trimester. Choice activists covered in fake blood deliver baby dolls to Amy Coney Barrett's home with fake blood dripping down their legs. What a bunch of freakazoid depopulationist idiots. Second hour, your phone calls and more. Straight ahead.
The FDA unanimously voted to authorize both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines for children as young as 6 months old. The CDC joyfully recommends that every child get one.
I know many parents with very young children have been anticipating this day. We now know, based on rigorous scientific review, that the vaccines available here in the United States can be used safely and effectively in children under five. Vaccinating young children is a critical opportunity to protect them against hospitalization and death from COVID-19. Parents, I strongly encourage you to get your children vaccinated.
And the same
injuries that Pfizer and Moderna vaccines involve the radical new mRNA technology that we now know is spreading throughout the entire body and altering the person's DNA. Thousands of medical doctors have been speaking out about this, including one of the inventors of mRNA technology. Several nations have suspended these vaccines due to serious injuries and deaths. And yet, we are still being lied to by our own government, who wants us to sacrifice our youngest children.
My name is Dr. Ashish Jha, and I am the White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator. I have some really exciting news. The FDA and the CDC just authorized vaccines for kids under five. These vaccines are incredibly safe. They work to prevent serious illness. That's why I have gotten all three of my children vaccinated. And now, if you're a parent of a kid under five, it's a great time to go out and get your child protected. Get them vaccinated.
The White House's official doctor has claimed that these vaccines are incredibly safe, which we know is a lie. There are more deadly side effects attributed to the COVID-19 vaccines than with any other vaccine in history. From severe allergic reactions to full-blown AIDS and sudden death. There is a well-documented risk of myocarditis in young men and adolescent boys, and severe blood clotting in young women. We have seen a massive increase in heart attacks and paralysis. The vaccinated keep...